Deloitte Haskins & Sells LLP, DHS, failed to meet auditing standards when it vetted the books of India and No. 39, SEAL and AMP, F's Financial Services Limited, IFAN, for the 2017-2018 financial year, the audit watchdog said on Thursday. IFIN is a unit of infrastructure leasing and AMP, financial services, EAL and AMP, F's, a major Indian infrastructure financing and construction firm which defaulted on some debts last year, triggering wider concerns about risk in the financial industry. The government has taken control of the group and has appointed a team to turn it around. An audit quality review disclosed that Deloitte Haskins failed to comply with required standards on auditing, SAs, the National Financial Reporting Authority, NFRA, said in a statement. And quote, the instances of failure noticed are of such significance that it appears to NFRA that DHS did not have adequate justification for issuing the audit report asserting that the audit was conducted in accordance with the SAS, and quote, NFRA said. A spokesman for Deloitte India said the IFIN audit for financial year 2017-2018 was a joint audit, adding that the firm and No. 39, S and Quat, audits have been performed in accordance with applicable laws, regulations and professional standards in India. And Quat. DHS and KPMG affiliate BSR and AMP Associates jointly conducted the 2017-2018 audit. India has been seeking to ban both auditing firms for 5 years, alleging lapses in their audits of IFIN, according to a filing by the Corporate Affairs Ministry, Reuters reported in June. Both firms denied any wrongdoing. NFRA said the audit quality review identified non-compliance with the requirements of SAs and spelled out insufficiencies in the quality controls of audit firms, but was not a rating tool. The failures noted in the NFRA report included compromising the independence of DHS by unquot, provision of non-audit services for substantial fees unquot, and not challenging IFIN management on issues such as inflation of profit. The NFRA said it would separately decide whether to initiate disciplinary action against DHS.